I'm Don Molino. Here's your Morning Varmint Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Pinhook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933. The Louisiana crawfish industry continues to have problems getting H-2B workers into their plants. Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, says the lack of those workers causes a drop in crawfish value.
Because, again, we don't have enough peelers to peel those crawfish that are not consumed in the live market. We're pushing hard, but Washington is not, and I repeat, is not giving us any hope of getting these laborers in. They're saying, I'm sorry, reach that cap, you have to reapply, but by the time we would get the laborers from a reapplication, crawfish season will be over. So again, it is a dilemma. Washington created this problem. They can fix this problem, and they need to deal with this because, again, the crawfish industry is critical to the vitality of Louisiana, our economy. It's over $300 million a year business, and it's critical also to help in the overall crawfish rice production cycle.
I'm Don Molino with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.